I've been joined by the head teacher of Dalriech Primary School, Sat Bance. Hello, Sat, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Great stuff. Sat, tell me, you've got a small number of iPads in the school, so it's not quite a one-to-one deployment. So how many is it you have?
We have 8 currently, and we're going to order 2 more, so we'll have a bank of 10
pupils. Now, could you tell me a bit about your vision for the use of technology such as the iPad in your school, and maybe how that then fits with the amount of resource that you actually have?
Sure. Well, I mean, ultimately, I think technology should be permeating all parts of the curriculum. I think in the past there's been this idea of technology just being an add-on or a subject, and it's great that we've moved away from that. And the staff here, what I'd love them to think of is that technology, and the iPads in particular, can be used to enhance any area of learning. So that's really what I want to see, is that the staff having these iPads to use as a bank of iPads readily available to enhance any of their lessons. The model that we have at the school is we've got this bank of iPads, which is hopefully going to be up to 10. And initially we'd use them.
How many kids do you have in school? Is it 91?
91. Yes. Uh-huh. Now, initially we'd had the model where in the mornings one teacher was using them for language before break and another one for language after break, then in the afternoons for interdisciplinary learning. We've moved it out a lot more broader this year, though, so that any of the staff can use the iPads for language or maths in the morning and then for interdisciplinary learning in the afternoons.
Okay, and so some people would argue that the iPad is a personal device and that it's not something, because you can't, let's say, log on as a different user. So everybody sees the same photographs, the same files, etc. Has that been an issue for you?
No, it hasn't, because, we've labelled all of the iPads, so if the children in a class want to work on a specific, or continue working on an iPad a day later, for example, or a week later, they go back to the iPad, the number that they were using. Also, I haven't seen any issues whatsoever with that, because the children ultimately are using it to enhance parts of their learning, and we've been able to access all the apps and all the creative work that we wanted to do without having any issues of one-to-one at all.
I spoke to one of your teachers earlier, and she seemed to be quite glowing in her praise of the device, and talked about it being something almost emancipatory in terms of of being able to use it and to be free to use it in classroom. Do you think it's been a positive experience for your staff?
I think it's been very positive because certainly I see the restrictions of things like ICT suites where you went somewhere at a certain time and there were lots of issues of you spent 10 minutes logging on or trying to get on with issues, whereas the iPads give you that sense of freedom where you go and you can just go on straight away and get the children working on them without any bother.
Great stuff. Thanks very much, Sat.
Thanks very much.